Welcome to The Grow Show, where we speak with leading business experts to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey, folks, and welcome to this very special episode of The Grow Show. Now, as you know, The Grow Show helps you grow your skills, grow your business, and grow your community. And today's guest is back. He spoke at Grow Live 2020. But if you haven't seen him, he's got a new book coming out called Fit Body, Fit Mind. That's it. Jay, is that the name, title?
That is the name, Fit Body, Fit Mind.
Fit Body, Fit Mind. And guess what? Jay Ullman is back on the show. You know, how are you getting on, buddy? How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. Been busy, 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 as you can see. But yeah, super excited because this is kind of a bit of the culmination of the year for me, really. Obviously, we're getting towards the end of 2020. It's been a challenging year for everyone. I've been working on the concept for this book for a little while since back near before the pandemic hit. So kind of January, February time was when I first kind of got the concept together for it. And I sat on it for a long time. And it was only last month, I believe, after I saw Dani Wallace bringing her book out, who is a massive inspiration. And I just thought, you know what, I need to finish this. And so I dragged it back out and finished it off. And I've got it ready to go so that people who are looking to make 2021 a better year than the past year has been, because everyone's been under this doom and gloom, this huge grey cloud of 2020 for a long time. And everyone's looking towards 2021 for a bit of hope and a bit of possibility for the future. And the thing is, if we rely on hope, if we rely on things just being better in our circumstance, that's not going to cut it. It's about making changes ourselves, and my idea with this book is to really help people change their habits, change their routines, and improve their mental and physical fitness so that 2021 can be a much better year for everyone.
Brilliant. So Fit Body, Fit Mind is going to be out on the 17th of December.
That's right.
And I can't wait. I really can't. I've been talking to you about this book for a while now, and I know you've got a whole build up to the launch of the book on the 17th, which we'll talk about in a bit. But where did the title Fit Body, Fit Mind come from?
Well, it was something that was floating around in my head for a while anyway. Like I thought it would already be something. I thought it would already be a book or a program or some kind of coaching thing, or someone would already be using it as a brand. And yeah. It was just, to me, it's something that was just in my head as a really nice simple way of describing mental and physical fitness, you know, fit body, fit mind. When I Googled it and I realized that there's a few bits knocking about where someone's used something similar to it, or they've used it for the name of not a book, but more of a little kind of pamphlet type thing and all of these things, but it wasn't actually a proper movement, if you like. And I thought, well, hey, yeah. I'd assumed that someone was already using this because it sounded so good. So I'm jumping on that one. And then, it's just a nice snappy name, which explains exactly what my philosophy is. It's not just about having a fit body, but it's also about having a fit mind. And I think it sums it up nicely, you know?
Brilliant. So tell us a little bit about Fit Body, Fit Mind. What is the kind of core essence of it?
Well, there's three parts in the book. And one of the things, in fact, just as an aside here, one of the reasons why I wrote the book is because I find that writing a book, structuring a book, is so good for kind of simplifying and getting clarity around what your message is. So if there's anyone listening to this who's, you know, trying to get their head together around what they actually do and how to word it and how to structure their offering, even if you never actually release the book, just by structuring it and kind of working on something like that, it gives you such great clarity around how to build out what you're doing. And that was one of the motivations for me, not just the kind of the spreading the word and helping people, but it was to get my head screwed on straight. And so there are three sections to the book. There's part one, part two, part three. Part one is about what fitness actually is. And for me, that's all about fitness for quality of life. And I've started recently talking about fitness as a currency. It's like money. It's not the end itself, but it's a means to an end. Money has no value if you don't use it for something. Okay, there's no point in having money sitting around doing nothing. That's not what money's for. The goal is not money. The goal is what money allows you to do. And in the same way, fitness is not the end goal. The end goal is what fitness allows you to do. Fitness for quality of life, fitness for, pursuing your purpose, fitness for showing up as a partner, a parent, a friend, a business owner, showing up for your clients, whatever it happens to mean to you, fitness is a currency that you can spend on those things. So explaining what fitness is in this first part and about what fitness isn't, which is what most of the fitness industry seem to perpetuate, you know, six packs and guns and running marathons and all this, that, and the other. Great. If that's up, if that's what you want, but that's a very small percentage of the population. So there's a big kind of big section on that and getting people to understand what fitness actually is and about how it's your ability to cope with and recover from stress, which is something that I always talk about. And the second part, the part two in this new book in Fit Body Fit Mind is about the five pillars, what I call the five pillars of a fit, healthy lifestyle. And often people talk about things like movement and nutrition and rest and stuff like that. And those are included in it, but there's so much more to it than that. It's a much more holistic, much more comprehensive approach that I have compared to other things. And yet it's still much more simple. It seems to encompass more, but it's real basic stuff. It is not overwhelming. It's not trying to make you do something which you're having to tack on to an already busy lifestyle. This is something which is integrative into your into your existing lifestyle. But the five pillars, you've got movement, like I said, that's got to be an important one. Nourishment, which isn't just nutrition, but it's about breathing and it's about water. It's about taking on all the things that your body needs and nourishing your body. So you've got movement, you've got nourishment, you've got recovery, which is obviously sleep and rest and stuff like that, but it can be active recovery as well, because recovery from mental stress, sometimes physical exercise is really good for that. So recovery is a big part of it. And then a couple which get left out from fitness a lot, and that is mental stimulation. Because your brain is an organ like anything else. If you don't use it, it starts to break down. It starts to wear down. And as we approach later life, we often have this kind of cognitive decline, cognitive impairment. And if you exercise your brain, if you stimulate your brain, you can reduce the chances of that happening, or at least the degree to which it happens. So mental stimulation is a big part. And then the fifth pillar is about connection with other humans, connection with the environment around us, connection with ourselves, because again, that is massively, massively important for your overall lifestyle. And those five pillars in part two of the book support that kind of, almost like if you think of a temple, you know, your body is a temple and all that. If you think of a temple, those five pillars are supporting that temple. And if they are imbalanced or one of them is crumbling, then the whole structure is less effective. So you need to go around and make sure that you're repairing each of those pillars, you're inspecting them, making sure they're working properly. And the way that you make the repairs is the third section of the book, part three, which is the four steps that you can take for sustainable habit change, your daily habits and routines, four steps that you can take in order to actually structure your habits in a way that you can sustain them long term and it isn't overwhelming and it doesn't just last for a week and a half in January and then fall off the wagon. So it's a very, very practical final part to show you how to actually make those changes.
Brilliant, brilliant. So it's out on the 17th of December. You've got loads of cool stuff in the build up to it. So let's talk about that. So we're recording this on Thursday of December. What is it like for your social media and how can people get involved with the book launch?
So I've decided to give back even more to the people who kind of support this book launch and to get involved and all the rest of it. I wanted to give people some extra bonus gifts as they help, and depending on the kind of level at which they are helping me get the message out and help me help more people, if you like, right? So it's a bit like, the concept's a bit like this a street team, which I remember being involved in street teams back in the kind of early noughties, which punk bands used to do and stuff, where they would have, you know, before the kind of social media internet age, it was message boards and it was in real life and it was putting stickers up in venues and stuff like that, and what it was like a fan club, but an active fan club who used to do things to get the awareness out. And so I thought I'll utilize the same concepts and I'll give rewards to people who help me get the message out. And so if people order the book on launch day, they also get access to a free webinar a couple of days after the launch, which is 60 minutes, a group webinar, which I will go through how to use the stuff in the book to actually set up a plan. So by the end of the webinar, everyone has kind of their own personalized plan to then action in the new year, or before the new year if they want to, because this will be on the Saturday, like I said, so on the 19th of December. So people can actually get that extra input that they wouldn't have had from the book alone. And that itself is worth almost 50 quid, this webinar that I'm going to provide for free. So people are getting that just by ordering on day one. For people who then leave a review on Amazon and post on social media a picture of themselves with the book, they then get entered into a prize draw where they can win a free place on my new 8-week course, which is a lifestyle fundamentals course, habit change, and all of the stuff, like I said, like in the book, but it's done as an 8-week course. That's worth 300 quid, and you go into a prize draw to win that just by leaving a review and posting on social media. And then the third level of the rewards is from today. We're recording this on the 10th of December, so we're a week away from the launch. From today onwards, every single day I'm doing a kind of launch video with a bit more information about the content of the book, some tips, some advice, bits and pieces that people can get value from. And if you interact with each of those videos, if you share them, if you comment on them, you tag your friends and all of that good stuff, then you also get a free coaching call with me in the new year. And you'll also get a permanent 60% of 66% off, 2/3 off discount on that 8-week course. So you can get that course for 97 quid instead of 297 quid, just by doing those few bits and pieces. So just by getting yourself the book and a bit of elbow grease to help me get the message out, you can end up with a huge amount of reward from it.
Brilliant. And this is what I wanted to get you on the show, because not only are you giving value in the book, which I can't wait to kind of go through and kind of learn and kind of explore all those ideas in there, but you're also doing a whole launch and you're giving away so much. So thank you so much for doing it. Thank you for spending the time writing, creating the book. By the way, I love your little section about at the start of the podcast about creating the book and refining your ideas and your messaging. Spot on, absolutely spot on. And Danny is fantastic as well. Can't rate her high enough. But in terms of the books, the freebies and all that kind of stuff, where can people find it? Where can people sign up to it? And how can people get involved with you straight away? What's the easiest way?
Awesome. So yeah, I've kind of put together an exclusive mailing list for people who really want to get involved in these freebies and register for these freebies. So if anyone is listening to this who wants to drop their email address and get the emails from me with all the details of how they can get these coaching calls, these webinars, this prize draw and all of that good stuff, if they go to fitbodyfitmind.online/book-freebies, if they go to that address, which I hopefully will be in a link somewhere, if this is on social media as well. If it's not, I'll drop it in the comments wherever it is, if I can find the video. But the if you go to that address, fitbodyfitmind.online/book-freebies, then you'll be able to, there's a little bit of information there, but if you drop your email address into the form on that page, I'll send you an email which has all the details of level 1, 2, and 3, what you have to do in order to qualify for the rewards, and obviously that is kind of your registration for those rewards as well. So you'll get all the information you need straight to your email inbox from that.
Aces. And what I'll do to make it even simpler for the people who are watching and listening to this, I'll put that link in the show notes, so you literally just find the blue link at the bottom, click on it and go straight to it.
Perfect.
Jay, thank you so much for your time today. I'm not going to keep you for any longer, but please, I just want to urge the viewers and listeners, let's get on it. Let's get started. And as Jay said, if you want to wait until next year, go for it. But if not, if you want to start it this year, do it. Make a start. Get on to the freebies. Get on, connect with Jay on social media. Jay, which social medias are you on?
Best ones that I to find me on, I'm on Instagram, Facebook and LinkedIn are probably the ones I'm most active on. So if you can find me on Instagram at The Real Jay Unwin, on Facebook is exactly the same, and on LinkedIn you can find me just under Jay Unwin. So yeah, you can find all those and connect with me on there. Ping me a message if you've got any questions, or you know, comment on the posts, interact and all that good stuff.
Aces. So thank you very much everyone for listening. Cheers, Jay, for spending your time talking to us today. And I will see you all later for the next episode of The Grow Show. And Jay, I'll see you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.